This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Hungarian Holocaust survivors may get compensation for millions of dollars worth of valuables stolen during World War II. A judge has granted preliminary approval for a $25 million settlement in the case of the Hungarian gold train. And in this case, the thieves were not Nazis, they were Americans. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from Miami.
In 1944, Allied armies were advancing on Hungary. The Nazis knew they were losing the war, so they loaded a train 24 cars long with jewels, Persian rugs, paintings, and other valuables that they'd stolen from Hungarian Jews. Jack Rubin is a 76-year-old Holocaust survivor who now lives in South Florida. He says he played a role in getting those valuables onto the gold train. When he was 12 years old, he and his family were taken to a ghetto, and the German and Hungarian soldiers there gave Rubin a job. He carried a 5-gallon pail from person to person, asking for their valuables.
Watches, wedding bands, diamond rings, bracelets, necklaces, money, every valuable. And believe it or not, it breaks my heart to talk about it, because I had to go to my very own father and mother and my two sisters, and I had to tell them, Mother and father, please, whatever you have that's valuable, you must put it in this pail. Otherwise, it's going to be very bad consequences. That's what we were told by the soldiers.
All of the loot went onto the gold train, but it never reached its intended destination in Germany. Instead, the Nazis abandoned it in a tunnel outside of Austria, and that's where U.S. soldiers took control of the treasure. After that, exactly what happened to the valuables remained something of a mystery. Steve Berman was one of the lawyers in this case.
Some were taken by officers of the United States military and ended up in their private castles and accommodations during the occupation and then disappeared from there. Other items wound up auctioned off in New York.
The full story of the gold train only came out in the late 90s when President Bill Clinton appointed a panel to investigate what took place. In 2001, a group of survivors decided to sue. Berman says it was the first ever instance of Holocaust litigation in which the U.S. government was a defendant.
There had been lots of Holocaust cases, but they'd been against, you know, Nazi-related businesses or the Japanese businesses that were using slave labor or the Swiss banks, but nothing against the United States.
After years of litigation, the government and the plaintiffs finally reached a settlement of more than $25 million. That's far short of the $200 million value estimate with which the legal team began. For survivor Jack Rubin, the amount makes little difference.
It's not the money, but I feel that a country like ours, who only wants justice for all, justice was given to us. They listened to us, they admitted they did wrong, and I'm I'm thrilled that I live in a country like ours.
The money will not go directly to individuals whose belongings were stolen in the Holocaust. Instead, it will be divided among agencies all over the world that provide services to Holocaust survivors. The largest shares will go to Israel, Hungary, and the United States. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Miami.